And right now, we're going to welcome in once again, because she was Hannes from Gearville. We focus in on a bunch of things that are offered at Gear. And one of them is very important, and I'm beginning to realize that more and more as I age more and more, and that's balance and fall prevention, and they've got a program on that.
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Can't complain. I'm on 2 feet and able to ambulate. You know, it's ever since I had a surgery on my feet, major surgery 7 years ago, 3 different operations over the course of 2 years, I learned, and every day I step out and I walk, I think before I put that foot down every time, simply because, you know, it's very easy to trip and fall, and especially as you grow older, you do tend to lose your balance a lot easier.
Yes, that's true. And just as you described, it can be a little bit different for everybody. There are normal changes that happen with aging, and then, of course, our bodies write our own stories through injuries or different conditions that we have. And so I'm excited to offer a balance and falls prevention workshop that's 10 weeks at Gear Lodge, where we're going to look at everybody individually first and find out what their individual needs are, what their abilities and limitations are, and then we're going to go ahead and teach some balance exercises that can be done at home, some strategies for falls prevention. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
So let's go over some advice for people that are listening at home. And once again, this is open to the general public as well, right?
Yes, they need to reach out to me because I need to register everyone just in case weather happens or we need to reschedule the class. I need to be able to communicate, but it is open to the public. And basically, we have a package deal where if you pay for the 10 sessions up front, it's $225, or we have a drop-in rate that is $30 for the first class and then $25 after that. Each class.
It's just such an important class. Take us through one class. Like, let's just say your introductory class. Everybody shows up for that first session.
Sure. So this is much like what I do with the residents at Gear Lodge a couple times a week here. We're going to do some senior fitness testing to really look at, again, what the individual abilities and limitations are for each person, and just make sure that I am giving everybody a challenge, but doing that in a safe way, because not everybody can stand on one foot. Some people need to hold on to something for support. Some people don't think that they do, but they really do. And so I want to just first establish a baseline for everybody. And, you know, knowing your baseline is one step in preventing falls, as you said, right? You know, you have to step cautiously sometimes, especially when you get going. If your brain and your body are not on the same page, very bad things can happen.
Well, you know, I'm glad you point that out, because in the beginning, I was overthinking it and actually almost setting myself up for failure. And I think this is where a class like yours can take that out, because you can overthink things and lead yourself and, you know, scare yourself into yourself falling.
Correct. And you know, it's everything that we do is related to function. And I want people to have the confidence to know what they can safely do and where they need to modify their behavior, because even getting in and out of the car, right, can be done several ways, and some people figure it out on their own if they're getting a little wobbly, but some people don't. They need somebody to say, hey, I need you to go in with your bottom first, instead of trying to step there. So this will be a good dialogue as far as how we can do things differently, but I'm also going to give people a lot of tools for their toolbox to take home so that they can exercise at home when they're not coming here.
Okay, just give us a little idea, a couple of those tools that people can take home and practice.
We look at static and dynamic standing balance, so different exercises that you can do standing, but I do have some people do the exercises sitting down in my class, and they are valuable too, because you're working the core muscles, right? The middle of your body that you need to hold you up, right, for stability. So we'll be teaching movement. We'll be teaching what happens when you move your head and your eyes in different directions, as well as your body. We'll be reaching in all different directions and floor to ceiling if they can, and trying turning in circles in different directions. And we're going to talk about how your brain and your body correct the balance and what happens in the different levels. And for some people, all of those mechanisms are not functioning. And so we have to find out what else they can do, what other strategies people can use to correct their balance.
Once again, we're speaking with Chrissy Bufanis. Balance and Fall Prevention Program is starting up at GEER. And what's so important about that is basically, I guess, nobody wants to admit it to themselves, but the older you get, the more unstable you get on your feet. It's just a matter of time.
Correct. And, you know, even the residents at the lodge that I work with, some of them will tell me that they don't have a lot of confidence outside or in wide open spaces, or maybe it's more difficult for them to step in and out of the shower. And so it's going to be a multi-layered approach here where we work on improving how the body moves, but we also make recommendations for things you can do at home to continue being independent but also safe.
You know,
when both of those things are in play, you do have more confidence.
Well, I think the word that you just used is what makes this program even more important. Independence. You can, if you're listening to this and you're not at living at GEER Village or Beckley House or close by, just imagine. Last thing a person wants to lose in their life is independence, and these classes can afford you the tools and the confidence where you keep your independence longer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So hearing, you know, I hear personal stories and people tell me individual goals, like going to the grocery store or being able to drive themselves places for leisure, like, you know, little vacations in New England and things like that, but they feel nervous. They're not confident anymore. And so having these discussions is important, and I work that into the class. Like if you were reaching for something, you know, or you dropped something on the floor, how would you safely pick that up?
And when you give these classes, obviously, there's a lot of give and take. People can ask questions and really probe you and find the correct way to do it simply because they're there at the class and, you know what, they can interact with you.
Absolutely. And that will be for 10 sessions. And we, you know, depending on who signs up for the class, I might start at one level and just keep pushing forward, or I might teach it for different levels at one time, like I do here for the GEER Lodge residents. So we're going to have a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to see the flavor of each class because, you know, depending on who is participating in the class, each class has their own flavor, and then I kind of change it up depending on who's there to give the proper challenge. Believe me, our residents love the challenge, and so I like to throw in, you know, like just doing things on one leg instead of two legs, or maybe just holding on with one arm. So it's really fun.
All right. Once again, if they want more information, they can contact you.
Yes, they should call me at 824-2660. And that's in the 860 area code.
Okay. Well, once again, thanks for joining us this morning, and I hope people pay attention, especially those who feel a little unsafe when they're walking and attend these sessions. Very important for their independence. Thank you very much once again, Chrissy.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you, and I'm looking forward to having fun.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Important classes, important sessions at GEER Village. Once again, you can contact GearCares.org for more information about what goes on.